What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
I count up a drink of toast into the three-day weekend. Then it's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's bad.
And today we celebrate President's Day on a Bad Choice Friday, representing the seventh president of the United States of America, Andrew Jackson, the Jackson Five. That's money.
It's been ruined for you, Mike.
A lot of thought was put into this week's Bad Choice Friday.
These are good songs.
Glad I wasn't involved.
I wanted to do love songs, damn it.
Love songs?
Oh, Valentine's Day, right.
Yeah. Man. No, man, celebrate a president. Yeah. And who better to represent Andrew Jackson than the Jackson 5?
Yeah, he did a great job. Yeah. Proud of you guys. Well done.
Thank you. Representing
Andrew Jackson,
the second president
that impression
of the United States, and the sixth president of the United States, that would be one John Adams, and John Quincy Adams, the one and only Brian Adams. We'll be Jackson 5, and I want you back, or Brian Adams, and Run to You. Vote now if you follow us on X at Men's Room Live. One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink a toast with the shot of the day. Our question, good or bad, what was the defining moment of the relationship? Here's one, guys. My ex-fiance and I had dated for 3 years, and we're about to get married. So our wedding was in Vegas, a city we had nothing but happy memories of. Well, the day before our wedding, while my fiance was at his bachelor party, I got an alert on my phone from Capital One that said a charge had gone through for $200,000.
$200,000.
Dazed, I immediately called my husband, who did not pick up the phone 3 times in a row. So I tracked his location and saw that he was at a casino, and I was furious. When we met, he had a huge gambling problem.
And he still does.
Through rehab and my support, he had managed to overcome it. He had called it his biggest accomplishment of his life. And the day before his wedding, he had undone every bit of the progress. On our wedding day, mere hours before we are supposed to say I do, he confessed he was drunk and had lost all of the money on a single game of roulette.
Good God.
And we were unable to refund any of it. I started crying and threw my ring at him. I booked the nearest flight home, then packed up all my stuff from our house and moved in with my mom, who lived a few hours away. That was the last time I saw him, and I never wanted to see him again. Gambling ruins lives.
Good.
$200,000? They had that in the bank?
Apparently so.
I mean, good on them for putting all that money aside. I don't know what Jesus. He did for a living, but you lost it all.
Yeah.
On roulette.
Right.
Also, that's a lie.
What?
He didn't lose it all in one game. He probably lost it over the course of 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah.
He's
already
trying to win that back.
Correct.
So he might have been down 20 or 50, but he kept trying to get it back. Next thing you know, he's got 100. That's how that game goes, man. And then before you know it, 5 hours have gone by, and you blew $200,000.
As a general theme, though, I would think if I'm with a recovering gambling addict, maybe don't get married in Vegas.
Yeah.
Right? Like, don't go to the source. You know, if you're a recovering alcoholic, we got married at a winery, and what do you know? Things went sideways. Like, don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't take them there.
Dude, actually, that's a pretty solid point.
I mean, honestly, like, even if you tell me, like, hey, I've completely rehabbed, you still don't try to tempt someone. And if you tell me you quit smoking 20 years ago, I don't just blow smoke in your face. You just don't do it. You know what I mean?
You would take them on a tour of the Marlboro factory.
That's what I mean.
You know what I mean? You might have given up drinking. When we go to Ireland, you skip the tour, we go to the Guinness factory.
That's all.
Or the Jameson plant.
Because you'll take one sip, you know, I'll be good with one sip. And you're not, because you're an addict. And that's how that works.
Yeah.
I have seen that once.
What's that?
There was a guy I knew that was just crazy, right? But not in a terrible way. He was just kind of a crazy guy.
Okay.
So I thought he was drunk half the time anyhow. Turned out he hadn't drank in years. And there was a group of us there. And I don't know if he didn't realize. Somehow he ends up doing a shot of whiskey. And it's not that he kept drinking the next few days, because we were all together at a camp working. I just remember the one night I was like, I didn't know you drank anymore. And he goes, I don't. And it felt damn good.
Yeah.
It was almost more chilling that he admitted it than, like, I don't know. He didn't, like, relapse. Like, I've seen him in the past years. He doesn't drink. But just, like, he was just like, oh, God, it felt good.
Yeah, an uncle who, he's getting on me about smoking. And I'm like, dude, I know it's a bad habit. And he goes, no, Steven. I used to smoke. You know, I gave it up 4 to 5 years ago. Man, you can do it. I'm like, man, I hear you. I'm like, how often do you want a cigarette? Man, I think about it every day. And I'm like, you think about it every day for 45 years. Like, absolutely. I'm like, that's horrible, man. Like,
that is.
That's the worst way to encourage someone to try to quit smoking is to tell them, oh, yeah, I mean, I salivate about it. Every day for 45, 4.5 decades, man.
Right.
Like that. That doesn't seem appealing to me at all. I think I'd rather just smoke a cigarette.
I mean, I think that's like anything you're addicted to.
Yeah, I mean, that's got to be the case, you know?
But yeah, I mean, I knew somebody that didn't drink for years, and then they just fell off. And it was like, what happened? He was like, ah, I walked by the same bar I walked by for 3 years. He goes, I just went in.
Yep.
I was like, that's it. He was like, I wish I could give you a better reason. But he's like, literally, that was it. I just said, screw it. I feel like drinking.
Yeah, I don't want to be in that position.
No. I was 19, maybe 20 years old. I'd been dating this girl for like 3 or 4 years. We dated through high school. And when you have that first love type thing, it's just a different feeling as far as your emotions go, because you've never really been in that situation before.
Yeah, there's no callous on the heart, man.
You're
in it to win it.
For whatever reason, you know, that seems to be, in a lot of ways, and I don't know why this is, some of the more stronger feelings that you'll have for somebody is when they're the first time that you have these feelings.
Yeah, absolutely, right? Man.
So, thing was, though, I had my own place, I had my own apartment.
All right.
And she was still living at home with her parents. As she was taking, like, some JUCO classes and things like that, she was eventually going to move out and go to college. But in the meantime, saving some money, she had a part-time job. And, you know, being able to live at home, that was kind of a bonus on saving money, blah, 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 blah. I get a family emergency. I need to go out of town. It was one of those things where I wasn't exactly asked, but indirectly I was asked. So I was like, all right. And this was, oh, God, this is like a Thursday afternoon or whatever the deal was. And I'm like, all right, Mom, I'll come down. I'll do the thing, whatever we got to do. So by the time I get down there, it's, you know, Thursday night. I'm there all day Friday. I'm doing everything that I could possibly do to help this situation. My brother also comes down. It's not a good situation, but it is. There's nothing I can do.
Right.
There's nothing I can do at this point. So I stay. And in the meantime, it should be noted that I told my girlfriend, I said, because I lived in the college part of town where there's bars and everything else. Like, look, I know you need a weekend. If you want to go out with your friends, you know, you want to stay at my place while I'm gone, because I'm going to be gone. I'll be back probably on Sunday afternoon, Sunday night. You know what the key is? You know where I live, man. You take over. Spend the night. You can go out with your friends. You don't have to drive. Blah, 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 blah. All right. So I get down there on Friday, and everything is kind of wrapped up to the most part that it can be. All right?
Okay.
So I figured Saturday morning, you know what? The hell with it. I'm just going to drive home. Well, end up at the hospital for a little bit. At 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm like, all right, well, maybe I'll stay one more night. There's a couple of little extra things I needed to do. But lo and behold, I end up leaving at about 8 o'clock at night to start driving back home. And this is Saturday night.
Okay.
So I'm a day early. So I get to my apartment. I walk up the stairs. I will never forget this because I had it was two stories of stairs, but it was a straight staircase.
Just one big ass.
It was on the outside of this building. It was almost like an emergency escape, but it was a stairwell. I walk up the stairs. The door's locked. I'm like, all right, well, I know where the key is. So I'd go to get the key. The key's not there. So I'm like, all right, you know, what the hell's going on? So I start banging on the door. Door opens. She's there. And she's naked. And I'm like, she's peeking through the door. And I'm like, all right, game on, you know?
All right.
I'm home.
She must be waiting for me.
Let's go. And then I see this dude standing in the door, right? Okay. It should be noted at this point in time, too, that I had broken my ankle playing football. And to rehab, they gave me steroids.
So you're raging now.
All I was doing was hobbling around the weight room for about 5-6 months because I knew I was on the stuff called Diabol, but it really, really, I mean, it fires you up. I mean, you pyramid into it. You do like one pill one day, then two, the next, then three, four.
I mean, Diabol is like the one people use to get massive.
I mean, and I was, and it was helping my ankle, and I was healing everything. Sure. But I was jacked, and I was absolutely.
Roid raging?
I was raging, right? And I see this dude, man, and he is completely naked. So typically, I would never fight a naked man. It's kind of one of my rules, right? But I grabbed him by the throat, and I picked him
up. Thank God you said the throat.
I grabbed him by the throat, and I picked him up, and I carried him out the freaking door, and I threw him down the steps. And they were both drunk. So he was not steady on his feet. He wasn't even...
Right.
This was not a good situation. I never should have done any of this crap, right? So I throw his ass down the steps. He lands on the concrete patio at the bottom.
Naked.
Naked. And I saw just how... What I've done, and I feel awful, because the guy, he's pretty busted up, and he's bleeding and everything else.
And he's naked.
And I hear him wince. And as soon as I heard him wince, I was like... I think I knocked the wind out of him.
Yeah.
I was like... Man, all right. Damn it. He's like, I think.
Are there people out there seeing his ass come down a staircase naked?
This is about 1:30 in the morning by the time I got home.
All right.
Okay, so.
Do you think he knew?
I don't know what.
Because, I mean, he might have just. I'm not defending him.
He may have met her in the bar. He didn't know. He probably didn't know. I didn't know him.
Yeah, all right.
He didn't know anything, right?
Right.
And I'm like, oh my God. Like, oh my. And I'm sober. I mean, I've been driving for 6 hours. I'm sober. So I go down the steps, and he's like, I think I broke my neck. And I'm like, oh, my God. I was like, are you sure? And he's like, I think I broke my neck. I can't move. And then once he got his wind back in him, you know, he was able to sit up. And I was like, oh, thank God. You know, this is good. But he was still, like, holding his neck and his head. And I'm like, he's like, I'm not okay. I'm not okay. And I'm like, God damn it. So I help him back up the steps. I don't even know this guy. I help him back up the steps. All right. And he gets himself dressed.
Where's the chick?
Oh, she is getting dressed, and she is eagerly trying to either stop me from thinking I'm going to kill this guy again.
Right.
Or whatever the deal is. And I'm like, she's like, but also they were drunk. Okay. So she's trying to get in her car. I'm trying to stop her from getting in her car. I mean, she's hammered.
Yeah.
So that there's another thing. I'm trying to get her from not leaving. What? You stay here. You can't drive, kind of thing. So the guy.
This is so goddamn ridiculous.
The guy starts. He started like bawling a little bit. I'm like, oh no. He's like,
crying?
I'm in so much pain. You should have seen how he went boom. I mean, he was head over heels down the steps, man. And these were metal steps, and it was outside, and it was a concrete. I felt awful. So. I take him to the emergency room, all right? I take him to the emergency room, and he's pretty drunk, and he's trying to check himself in. Who is this guy you're with?
I don't know.
I'm not a friend. You know, like, I brought him here.
You're not friends.
Yeah, basically, that's what it came down to, you know? So, but at the same
point... Did you have to explain to the nurse or hospital people how he got his injuries?
I did not say a word. I was just sitting there, and I kept thinking to myself, I'm just going to... But even if I bolt for the door... you know, like, all he's going to do is...
Were you considering...
Well, once I got him inside the emergency room, you know, like, I'm just going to... I'm sober.
Right,
you know, like,
right.
I'm, this is the way I'm thinking. Like, I'm going to run out this door, and I'm going to get in my car, and I'm going to drive the hell home, because I also want to make sure that she didn't leave.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And of course, when I got back, she had left.
Naturally.
But, man, God. And then when he went back, then like a half an hour went by, and I'm like, please tell me his neck's not broken. Please tell me, like, all these different things. And so about a half hour later, I walked outside. I smoked a cigarette. I casually strolled to my car. I got in my car and sat there for a while, listened to some music. And then I put it in drive, and I drove home.
You never saw either one again?
Well, I saw her again, but I never saw him again. And that was the last time that this was my high school sweetheart. So you can imagine.
How long did you guys
been together? You're infuriated.
What's that?
How long had you guys been together?
Since we were 16 years old.
Oh, damn,
so this
man.
Was like a long-term relationship. You know, I mean, we did all of high school together. This is like 1 or 2 years out of high school. And I never saw that guy again.
I bet he did not want to see you again.
But she started dating him shortly after, and I still think they are married to this day.
For real?
Yes.
Well, that's a happy ending, man.
I mean, is that better a little bit, I guess?
I don't know.
Like, how do you feel about that?
I mean, maybe they still would have gotten married without me throwing him down the stairs.
No, but I'm just saying, take out the fact, like, you had to physically assault him, which I agree with.
Yeah.
Somebody's in your place having sex with your girlfriend.
I was not.
But I think that's a legitimate thing. Like, cops are like, that's crime of passion.
Also, they get it.
Also, I had a lot going on with, I was still worried about family member. I was still worried about a lot of things.
Right, I had a lot going on.
I've been on the road for 6 hours driving back. It was a bam, bam, bam thing. So I still wasn't in a good state of mind anyway. The steroids were not helping that situation as far as me.
But does it make it a little bit better that it's like, all right, at least it wasn't some random dude. She like really liked him and they stayed together.
I think that was the first time they hooked. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they had hooked up.
You think that's the first time?
More than likely, no. But I didn't. I don't. Either way, it doesn't matter. It doesn't justify my actions.
I feel like that would make me feel a little bit better.
I agree. You go like, okay, I mean, she's with the guy that she should be with. It just... we just had a crossover, you know, before she finally found him.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Maybe break up with me first.
What were you saying the other day, right? Like, isn't the ultimate for, like, a woman to meet a guy that's a widower?
Right.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, I think for a guy, the ultimate's like, oh, nothing I can do. Change teams. She loves me now. Yeah. Wasn't me at all.
Right. Hey, no one's feeling bad about me.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
She was never interested.
But, yeah. Jesus, man, you want to talk about flowers. So, even though all this stuff goes down... After my head clears and everything, she worked at a place called the Bon Ton. And the Bon Ton, it's a mall place. It's like an anchor, like a Nordstrom or a Bon Marché or whatever.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, they called this place the Bon Ton.
Yeah.
The Bon Ton, like a Macy's or whatever. So she worked there, like in the perfume section or whatever.
Which to me is the entire store. But
so
right.
you can get a pretty good look at what this girl looks like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, she's kind of
her
age. She's young. She's very attractive. You know, she sells perfume at a freaking mall. But at any rate, so I buy flowers, and I take them up to the mall because I'm going to apologize. I'm like, look, man, that was uncalled for. What happened with you guys?
Wait, you're apologizing to her
for what I did, and saying like, hey, is there any way that we can patch this situation up? You know,
right? It's the first girlfriend.
Yeah. So I've got
it's a
Seinfeld thing, right? It's like knocking over a soda machine. You don't just push it over.
Right.
You got to rock it back and forth a few times.
Yeah. So she sees me walking up to the counter, and she immediately walks around the counter. So she's standing in front of the counter, and I walk up, and I've got the flowers. It's like, hey, man, can we talk? And she's like, I don't want to talk here. And I said, okay, well, look, here's obviously this is her workplace.
Yeah, sure.
I was like, all right, well, here's the flowers. And she picked it up above her head, and she slammed it on the marble tile in the middle of the Bon Ton, and it sounded like a bomb going off in the mall. I mean, water goes everywhere. Flowers go everywhere. Porcelain goes everywhere. The whole thing just shatters on the floor. And she said, get the F out. I don't ever want to see you again. I was like, all right, I just want to tell you I was fine.
All right.
So I just kind of like quickly walked out of the Bon Ton, got in my car, and drove home. Yeah, that was the last time I ever saw her. But that was a crazy week, so to speak.
Yeah, a little bad.
But that was it. I'm sure she would say that was the defining moment in a bad way of the relationship.
I mean, at least you know where you stand.
Yeah. Good or bad, what was the defining moment of the relationship? 206-803-ROCK.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Our very own Mike Hawk put a lot of effort into getting this room.
How many meetings did you have for this one?
a lot. And the thing is, it's not quite centered around what type of music we used. It was merely making sure that this was right here. There was a lot, way more than there needed to be that went into this being here right now.
And we got this.
Yeah.
Ted versus the FCC. Try number three, coming up at 4:35. Our question, good or bad, what was the defining moment of the relationship? We are joined in studio by our own VD Veggie Dog, known as Jason.
Hello.
Jason, first of all, early happy birthday. You're celebrating the big 5-0.
On Sunday.
How are you feeling?
Technically speaking, you can't even talk about my birthday because I know the rules.
We're not wishing you a happy birthday.
We can talk about the
fact that you're turning 50 years old. Yep. We're not going to sing you the birthday song or any of that stuff. No sound effects.
Thank God.
Yeah, yeah. How do you feel about turning 50?
I could care less.
You really could.
Yeah,
happy
I don't care.
Chinooka.
You don't, thank you.
Nothing.
No.
I mean, you have no, like, oh, man, I'm 50. Nothing.
No. No.
Do you celebrate anything?
I mean, look at how I dress every day. Everything's utilitarian. Yeah. I haven't trimmed my beard in 6 years.
You can't tell.
You haven't trimmed your beard in 6 years?
Yeah, it just all curls up. I mean, if you pull it down, it's down to about here when it's straight out. But yeah.
All right.
So, yes, I
ladies, give craps. He's not single.
I give zero craps.
What brings you joy?
What brings me joy?
Yes.
Whiskey and cigars.
Whiskey, cigars, my dog.
Dogs?
Henry. Yeah, how's the dog?
He's great.
He's doing okay?
Yeah, he's fantastic.
He's calming down?
He's 15 months old, so let's use the word calm in a relative term.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
So are you doing anything special for your big day?
No.
No.
No. Just thought I might get a beer with a couple of friends. They're like, hey, man, let me know if you're free and we'll grab a beer for your birthday. I'm like, all right, I'll let you know.
Is it hard? I mean, and I'm not saying this in a weird way. I know you're vegetarian.
Pescatarian.
That gives you a window.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
For me, when I think about a birthday, I think, you know what? Like on my 55th birthday a couple weeks ago, I wanted to go get a steak.
Mm-hmm.
So another Cuervo, whatever it is, Bueno in Tacoma. Unbelievable steak.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Unbelievable steak. But to me, it's like, this is when I'm going to throw down with barbecue or steak.
Sure.
Or, you know, maybe if I could get crab legs or a lobster tail or anything like that. When you are vegetarian, is it kind of hard?
Pescatarian.
So are you going to go for a seafood feast? In other words, would you go to the crab pot? Would you go someplace where you could get Alaskan king crab legs? 50, it'd be 49. Okay, I mean, maybe don't spend as much money.
He was just telling me he's excited about the cauliflower dish.
Well, there's Petra Mediterranean Bistro and Petra over in Belltown off of 4th Avenue. And I love the food there. And they've got an amazing garlic cauliflower dish that is just, I mean, you're practically, you know, breathing fire as soon as you finish eating. But it's amazing. And I haven't been there in a hot minute. So I thought, oh, maybe I should go over there.
Nothing says, man, I'm turning 50. I've hit this milestone. Let's get cauliflower.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, do you buy yourself anything? Do you treat yourself to anything?
No.
No. Okay. Like you went on a trip.
Yeah, man. Did the European cruise.
Yeah, 50's kind of a big one.
Right.
Yeah.
You went to, the Mediterranean.
Sure.
Saw Pompeii. Genoa.
Yeah.
Walked through Naples, which I like to call nipples.
Have you ever thought about maybe taking a couple days off or like a vacation day? Yeah. Maybe going somewhere?
I've thought about that from time to time.
Because you've worked here for over a decade, right?
13th year now.
Yes. And you've never, ever taken a vacation.
I've had a day here or a day there.
No, vacations was it.
Well, no. No.
You've never enjoyed just a week of just doing something, going someplace.
Did you went to spring training once for like a day?
I did. No, left on a Wednesday. We're down
there. All right, there you go.
Yeah, that was a short vacation. That's
going all right. Okay.
Went down, saw my Cubs play down in Arizona.
Trying to make
fun.
Sure you're taking care of yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Give it back to you.
I'm going to buy him a couple beers Sunday, watch NASCAR with him because he loves it.
Oh, yeah. Rubbin's raisin, bitches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you like a gift certificate to a massage parlor?
No, I really wouldn't.
You would not. You would not enjoy a massage.
I don't like other people putting their hands on me.
I just don't know how you
should have told me that, Playboy.
Yeah, how do you ask for the good stuff?
I think it depends on where you go to. Probably somewhere down in Tukwila.
I just don't want to get arrested. I don't want to get arrested.
No.
Okay. You have in your lifetime one marriage or two?
I've only done one, and that is over.
Okay. You've been married one time.
Yes.
I can't believe with your warm personality.
I can't either.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. I used to be happier.
Yeah, until you started getting those angry old fashions.
Probably.
Yeah.
I was happy until the point I got married, I think.
Until the point you got married.
Well, you know.
Do you think she's happier without you?
Oh, God. I'm sure she is.
I'm pretty sure all my exes are remarried. Yeah, all my exes.
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
Oh, yeah. A couple years ago, my sister-in-law was like, do you follow blah, blah, blah on blah, blah, blah? I'm like, no, why would I? I think she got remarried. Well, good for her.
I don't care anymore. There's a reason why we're not together.
But don't you why still, is an are amicable you not together? Split, but I don't want to care or be with her, and so she can ruin somebody else's life.
Well, see, what was the moment where you said, because things can build up, but there's a moment where you go like, okay, we've got to bring this to an end.
Are we really doing this?
Yeah. I know the one time you were candy, you know, like she farted.
Yes.
You told me that one.
That was fine.
That's not a deal breaker. We could get past that. That's not a deal breaker.
Years of deceit.
Okay.
Years of... I think that she liked being married because she could say that she was married.
And that's fine.
What it came down to was I put 100% into our relationship. It was expected that I do that, but I got less than 50% back.
Okay. All right. That's fair enough.
Over a course of time, and here was a deciding factor. And I was still making this work. We were going to marriage counseling, and one of the first things that she said to the marriage counselor was, when he gets home, I need him to be perfect.
She said that.
She said that to the marriage counselor.
While you're sitting in the room.
While I'm sitting in the room, and I'm thinking about all the things that I've done since I started dating you, and all the trips that we've gone on, and all the things that I changed, and all the friends that I ignored or didn't see as often because we couldn't go out to the suburbs of Chicago. They should come down and see us in downtown Chicago, etc. We always go out to your parents' house. No, actually we don't, because I know you don't like to be out there, so I go out there without you and take care of things because you don't want to be inconvenienced unless we're going to a mall. And then, oh, we should invite them out to eat. And aren't we just the greatest couple and you're the greatest son?
But wait a minute.
How about you just shut? Anyway.
So you live in Chicago. Your parents are in the suburbs.
Yeah.
And that's too much.
Yeah.
Do you know how much I hate flying to Pennsylvania?
Sure.
Yes, because I'm very open about
that. Yeah.
Because if I take the family, and look, I'm not going there without the kids.
It was 12 miles one way from where we live to their house.
I spent $2,000 to go to Pennsylvania.
In the den, my dad reading his paper and her playing on her phone the entire time. Mm-hmm. So it was a gross inconvenience. And I didn't decide to divorce her because my family or anything else. I decided to divorce her because I realized that I was not an equal partner in my relationship that I gave everything to.
You paid with the 10, got changed for $2.
But here's the problem with marital counseling. when she says, I need you to be perfect when you come home, that is a neutral party. So they are not going to say that is an unfair expectation of anyone.
Well, she did say that.
Yeah.
She should say that. Nobody's going to be perfect. Yeah.
She did. And while she wasn't siding with me, she was taking what I consider to be a realistic approach and not some sort of fantasy Cinderella fairy tale cockamamie approach.
Yeah.
So... yes. And then when we finished, we've gone two or three times. And then she said, I don't know if I like the counselor very much. I'm like, then let's change counselors.
Is it because the counselor did not automatically agree?
Side with her? Of course it is.
That's why you don't like her. Of course it is.
I think, in my experience.
I cannot believe I'm still this bitter about this. I was fine. No, man, you're keeping it. I was fine. Look,
I've been in marriage counseling before. I will say this. There are certain things where if you do counseling, it's good. Individual counseling is great.
I did plenty of that, too.
Someone's just giving you the straight, right?
Yeah.
But in marital counseling, there is a feeling of somewhat, you know, you have to weigh both sides of this,
of
right?
Of course.
Correct. So in my instance, I had the same thing, too, where, you know, she was like, look, this woman, she doesn't like me. And
right.
I'm like, I don't see this side of it at all.
And I wasn't standing in the background cheering like, look, I'm winning.
But
that wasn't about it.
Okay, but the problem with it was this. The problem was, it was every week. We could have a perfectly good week, as far as I was concerned.
Sure.
And then you go and you sit down in counseling, and you have to find something to talk about.
Right.
And normally, it's not happy things, because you're in counseling.
You're in counseling,
so
of course.
I don't have anything to say since the last time we met. Everything seems to be okay on my end. What are we going to talk about in here? And then out of the corner comes all of the things
that you didn't even know about.
Correct.
Let me counter you with this. We would have homework, like I'm sure you did, things you should work on at home,
talk about this. Ah, okay.
So, fill out this, talk about this, you know, work on this, and we'll talk about it next time when you come into the counseling session. We get home, and she would be exhausted. Oh, I'm so tired. I'm so exhausted. Okay, fine. Well, we need to talk about this, so let's talk about this. Okay, well, let's just do it tomorrow. I'm like, great. Tomorrow, you want to talk about this? No. Not today. No, I just not today.
Okay.
And that was when I realized that this was not going to work. So when I actually did file for divorce, she was, to me, I don't know how you can be caught off guard by the fact that you've done nothing outside of going to the counselor. And then doing no work at home with your partner, your spouse that you love and adore and all of those things. And now you're shocked that I'm asking you for a divorce. You're kidding, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're kidding me.
See, this is what I like about my wife. My wife would be, you know, she'll bring something up. And I can say, like, baby, seriously, man, I don't want to talk about this. And she'll say, good, because I don't want to hear your effing mouth, but you're about to effing listen. So the conversation happens anyway.
Wow.
You cannot escape it. But, you know, after we've been together for 21 years, you know, and you have your ups and downs, and we had a super rough patch for a while and figured it all out. But now we're in a very good place because we just understand certain things. And mostly what I have found is if I have a bottle of whiskey, which my buddy Dwayne brought over, say, Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, he told me.
Yeah.
He brought over other bottles as well.
But most of it's for her, man. Right. It's like wine, vodka, all that kind of
stuff. So it should be a win-win for everybody.
It is. Mm-hmm. And I know it's in the house. I just don't know where it is.
Right.
So like last night when I got home, and that's our agreement. I said, look, if there's whiskey, just hide it somewhere. Mm-hmm. Right. And then I will come to you for a shot. And she's very good about it. So last night I get home, I say, hey, man, just pour me a shot. I'm going to go out and smoke. When I come back in, just have a shot. Because we know for a fact, if I know where it is, I will drink the bottle that night. Right. And so that's where we met in the middle. I said, she's like, cool. Keep whiskey in the house. She's like, just hand me the bottle. I will put it somewhere. And then when you'd like a shot or two, usually I get two or three. She's like, I got no problem with that. Because if you stop at three, we're good. If you know where the whiskey is, you're going to crush the whole bottle. And I'm very honest about it. I'm like, you were absolutely correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I will get absolutely upset. But that's where you have to find your happy medium to go, look, I accept all of your failures. I accept everything that is wrong with you because it's just part of the package.
I will finish my counseling session here with you fine gentlemen by saying one thing. As we were separating and making sure we had all of our names in our books and whose video cartridge is this and whose DVD is that and whose whatever version of this is that, she sat there and looked at me. She said, you're really going to go through the rest of your life knowing that you failed
she
at
said
this
that.
Marriage? Absolutely she did.
You did.
She said that I failed. Yeah. Yes, I failed. Right. And I responded.
Fifth-year-old failure.
I said, everything is subjective. And I said, I will let everybody have their own opinions on this. But my opinion and my understanding of the facts that I have in my head is that I did everything in my power to save this. And you didn't want any power of it, any part of that, because you thought this was nothing, and this was something. This has been something.
You like that?
Yeah.
You like that?
I mean, that's a common thing, right? Somebody knows how to get to you. You know them long enough. So on the way out, it's like, oh, you're defective. Right, because you hate failure. So that's just a nice, typical.
It was a nice party
shot. Like, all right, you know what you're doing. You're trying to get in a reaction. Be on your way.
Right.
Do you have any plans for Valentine's Day? Because I know after all this conversation.
No.
You don't have any plans?
No.
You're not doing anything?
Going home to my dog and I'm going to drink.
Yeah. All right.
Jesus.
That's perfect Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day? No.
Okay.
Hey, before you go, do us a favor. Pour us a shot because I want to celebrate your birthday.
Oh, I do too.
No. What? No. Do not.
What? Why not?
No.
That is his gift.
Hold on. Time out. Hold on. We're going to just pull back the curtains here right now.
Yeah.
Miles came by earlier when one of our coworkers was very thoughtful and surprised me with a lovely bottle of whiskey.
Well, she's a thoughtful person.
I didn't even know that.
Oh, hey, man. Maybe you should bring that in. We should do a shot for your birthday.
That's why you're here.
Do a shot for your birthday. Yeah. Right. So what did we do before we went back live on these airwaves? I poured 5 shots. One for each of us.
But that wasn't for your birthday.
It's already been done.
Oh, no, this one is for your birthday.
No, that was for me. That was also for my birthday.
Okay, I didn't Valentine's know that.
That was
Valentine's. Happy Valentine's Day.
I am not going to be suckered into losing any more than the third or more that I've lost out of this delicious bottle of Blanton's by you two lush hounds.
Not when Ryan Cass has got a stash in his office.
Yeah, but this stuff's no good.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, enjoy the crap stuff. Okay. Anyway, hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, really,
absolutely.
Love I feel you, so much better.
Happy birthday.
I hope so, man.
Good times.
Our question, good or bad, what was the defining moment of the relationship? 206-803-ROCK. Okay, here's a couple crazy ones. Guys, I called off my wedding 4 days before the big day.
Okay.
2 of my bridesmaids, my best friend since high school, and my cousin.
Think about this.
Got into a huge fight because they found out that he was sleeping with both of them. It was cheating within cheating. It was easily the most surreal and heartbreaking and awful experience of my entire life.
So the bridesmaids,
there's 2 of them,
got into a fight
with each other
because they found out that they're both sleeping with the groom.
So they don't care that they have seduced this man to cheating on his soon to be bride within days.
Correct.
They're upset because they found out that he's cheating on them. The guy who's cheating on his fiance
is also cheating on the 2 bridesmaids. One being a cousin, the other the best friend from high school.
I'm shocked too, Mike. I'm like, how is the guy cheating on his wife with 2 of the cheating on the other bridesmaid?
Yeah.
Jesus, man.
Here's another. I found out.
What is the level? When does it count as cheating on somebody if you're both side pieces?
Can you cheat on a side piece?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, is that possible? If the side piece knows they're the side piece, then I say no. If the side piece has no idea that they're the side piece, then maybe they get the feelings hurt. But, like, if you know, like, hey, man, I'm sleeping with your wife, but don't get upset about that. Turns out she's also sleeping with Ted.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm mad at Ted.
Bonus.
Right.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. He's already cheating on his wife. Like, I don't know. That seems like an odd one. What are you two so angry about?
And that's the weird thing. How do they bring that up to her? Like, why are you guys fighting? What's the issue? Well, we're both sleeping with your fiance, and I didn't know that he's also sleeping with her.
Good or bad, what was the defining moment of the relationship? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Bill. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola. Hola, Bill. Hola, bitch, hola.
How you doing?
Doing great, Bill.
Better
positive
than
Friday.
VD.
So, yeah, my story is back in high school, I've had cancer twice. I am sterile. I'm shooting blanks. And I had a gal cut out a picture of an ultrasound and laminate it and say that was my child.
She faked that she was pregnant.
Yeah, you flipped over the ultrasound picture. You can read the back of the magazine clipping.
How long did she think she could, like, what is the point of that? That's kind of a hard thing to pull
up. Was she actually pregnant, Bill?
I don't believe so. That was kind of the last day that I saw her.
Did you let her know why that was probably an impossibility?
Yeah, my mom was there as well, and she informed her also.
And what
she
was,
did this in front of you and your mother?
Yes.
And what was your mother's response to this?
Flabbergasted, she told her that I cannot have children.
And then what did the girl say?
She proceeded to insist that was what the story was.
Did you ask her why is my baby also being featured in a magazine?
Well, like I said, she took a picture of an ultrasound out of a magazine, laminated it, and showed it to me. I flipped it over, and I'm like, why is there an article on the back?
That's a hard ruse to pull off.
Oh, my God.
Although I do remember when,
like, nothing says the relationship going to last. Trap them.
Yeah, trap them. That's the way to do it. When my daughter was born, a lot of people, dude, what's it like to have a kid? And kept saying, man, we kind of had a rough patch. They're like, what's up? I'm like, after my daughter was born, man, I'm not sure that my wife is her real mother. And it is amazing how many people go, oh, dude, that's terrible. And then you just stare at them, and they're like, oh, right. I'm like, look, if she's not, she pulled off the greatest con ever because I watched the baby be born.
Return of Ted versus EFCC is coming up at 4:35. If we get your emails, coming up next in the men's room at KISW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.